Now, let's take up the other things. Let's take up just ARC as such. ARC could be kind of a slogan, drink better beer, or it could be classified right in there with advertising or hymns or something. Anything you could think of could have been classified with ARC. But until he has received data concerning affinity, reality, and communication, until he's received data about it, he'll just be talking. He won't have much of a concept about it, and he certainly won't associate emotional tones or agreement with the business of communication. For instance, you'll see him doing this sort of thing. This is where a Scientologist really starts to shine, when his case comes up to a point of where he can strike the pitch and make it stick, just in conversation. That's a very adept little trick. It isn't something you do because you have a knack. If you want to communicate with somebody, you'd certainly better find their comm band. Now, you'd think a radio operator would be a silly ass indeed if he simply went on the air without even looking at the set to find out where he was set, and he just went on the air and started pounding out a message. He didn't set for any wavelength or do anything. He just starts pounding out a message, and he finds out nobody's receiving the message. He doesn't try to find out whether or not he's on any band with a receiver either. He just puts on some headphones, and there's no reply there. Why, he turns on some more juice, and he pounds out the message again, and, well, there's no reply there. And he says, well, no juice. Can get through that band, so therefore that is impossible, and he will simply stop trying to communicate, and that will be the evolution of his message. He might try for years. Most people do. But when a Scientologist is really clever, he can talk to almost anybody. Almost anybody. Of course, you say, that's terrible. You mean all this warmth and so forth and fun of automatism that we must worship in the communication line? You mean to actually cold-bloodedly, dispassionately look at somebody and say, what do you know, 1-1? And sidle up to the fellow and say, you know, I heard, I'd hate to tell you what source, but I heard confidentially that, and the fellow says, yes? Well, that's a terrible thing to do. Or is it? Well, unfortunately, that's just like setting up your receiver and broadcasting set. You'd have to set them up or they would never connect. Well, he can get this reality just by conversing with men. He can walk around and try talking to the grocery clerk and a few fellows. Just add them up. Look at the old chart of human evaluation and sort of add up this fellow. We notice that he is neurologically sick. You know, he has sort of a sinus trouble. We look across the band and we see about where that sits on the band. If we want a communication going through on that band, put it through. Now, a Scientologist has an entirely different method of communication which will get through also. The method of communication which is known as talking to yourself across a distance. You simply grant enough beingness to somebody so that they will answer. Realizing, of course, that is you answering you, but they'll know after that they answered you, which in itself is a sort of a dirty trick and something that you wouldn't do because it would interfere with somebody's self-determinism.